New Jersey environmental regulators will hear from the public later today about two proposals that would allow the state to rejoin a regional cap-and-trade effort to lower greenhouse gas emissions. As WHYY's Dana Bate reports, the proposals have gotten mixed reviews from both environmental and business groups.
The program is known as REGI, for Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, and it works by putting a cap on a participating state's carbon emissions from power plants. If a plant emits more than what it's allowed, it can buy an allowance through an auction, and the proceeds go to the state, which can then use them to fund things like energy efficiency programs. Neighboring states New York and Delaware are both members of REGI, but Pennsylvania is not. New Jersey is proposing a cap of 18 million tons of carbon, eventually dropping to 12 million by 2030. Right now, eligible power plants emit about 20 million tons of carbon a year. But Doug O'Malley of Environment New Jersey says the proposed cap should start at 12 million tons because the current proposal is too close to what the state is already emitting.
We want a cap that's, you know, way below our current emissions to create an even stronger market incentive for power plants to reduce their pollution.
On the other hand, business groups say the proposed cap will increase energy costs.
This makes us less competitive in the region because the ratepayer is going to be paying more and more for energy use.
That's Tony Bowiedemann, Vice President of Government Affairs at the New Jersey Business and Industry Association. He says the state's emissions have actually decreased since the state pulled out of REGI. But others say those reductions are due to transitions away from coal and that REGI will hasten that transition and help pay for it. Dana Bate, WHYY News.